أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى صدق الله العظيم. Just to recap the meaning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam and says, وَالْضُحَى, by the time of the mid-morning, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, and also the qasam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes, the oath of the night when the darkness enshrouds, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى, and your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has neither forsaken you nor is He displeased with you. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى, and the latter part of your life is better than the first part. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and in the near future your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon you, will grant you many bounties. فَتَرْضَى, then you will be well pleased. Two qasams were taken, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first of these bounties is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had never forsaken Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah ta'ala was never displeased with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second is the latter part of your life or the hereafter will be better than the first part or better than this life. And the third, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى, and in the near future your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you many bounties, then you will be pleased. Sayyidina Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making tilawat, reciting the Qur'an Kareem, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam recited the du'as of two of the Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he submitted to Allah Rabbul Izzat, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Qur'an in Surah Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates the du'a of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, in tu'adhibuhum fa innahum ibaduk. When Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will submit in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to his people, he will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, if you punish them, then they are your servants. You have full right to punish them. You have full control over them. You have all the authority to do so. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُمْ مِنِّي, that whoever follows me, then those people are from amongst me. So here these two Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made dua in this manner and in this fashion for their own ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to cry. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam cried and wept so profusely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having knowledge of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam to Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to query, why are you weeping? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam responds with regards to my ummah. What is going to happen to my ummah in the hereafter in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It was at that occasion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam these sort of glad tidings. And amongst the glad tidings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ ربك فترضى. In the near future, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon you such bounties that you will become pleased. On this, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam responded, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I will then never be pleased as long as one of my ummati is in the fire of Jahannam. In other words, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never be happy. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will not rejoice until each and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu Allahu alayhi wa sallam is delivered from the adab of the fire of Jahannam. Now when we look at this in the light of many of the ahadith that Allah, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will petition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, we know that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam will be submitting, they will be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the themselves, nafsi, nafsi. But our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. It is our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will be making sajda for a period of 40 years. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will be petitioning Allah. He will be beseeching and seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will be told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Irfa ra'sak sal tu'ta. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lift your head from the ground and ask and you will be granted. Even at that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will be asking for this ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will be interceding for this ummah. So hence we find here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that assurance. If we internalize it, if Allah had to tell us that I will give you and you will be pleased, we will ask for everything for ourselves, whether it is pertaining to this world or the hereafter. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite making an effort on the ummah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will continue beseeching the ummah. That is why we find that in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mustajab al-da'wat. Every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his du'as. But in the life of each Nabi, there is one particular du'a that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala readily accepts over others. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said that each of the Nabis of Allah had utilized that du'a. Each of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used that occasion to make that one du'a that is more readily accepted than others. But I have left that for my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. So this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and here is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So three boons, three favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the following three ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further with regards to this world also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three further favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one, Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. That did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not find you a yateem? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not find you an orphan? Fa'awa. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted you shelter. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we all know that was born when before his birth, his father had left this world, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was ushered into this world as an orphan, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had been taken care initially after the death and the demise of his father. Obviously he was in the lap of his mother, but then thereafter, after her demise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken into the care of his grandfather Abdul Muttalib, who cared for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than he cared for his own children. Now there are many narrations that indicate to the fact that his love and his bond and his fondness with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was far exceeding to the bond of any father for any child. And then thereafter, after Abdul Muttalib had passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken into the care of his uncle Abu Talib, and Abu Talib again looked after and cared for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam better than a father would care for his own child. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the ulama have written many virtues of orphans and looking after orphans, and the ulama have also stated that there were very many reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had caused Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be an orphan, and amongst them was this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's bond to be stronger with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed parental care from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.